All right, update on the injury report. Julius Thomas left the game, did not return ankle. Monte Ball left the game, did not return groin. Emmanuel Sanders left the game, did not return concussion. Any questions?
Did you feel a little shorthanded out there, especially in the second
half? Yeah, that we don't make excuses. I mean, obviously it didn't help our cause. I think -2 in a turnover margin. Our percentage on third down, I think it lopsided our time of possession. And I think the score got to a point where we were one-dimensional. So, that were more of the reasons.
What was the range that you decided on your kicker today?
Probably 33, all right. I don't know that we ever got to that range and didn't, unless the score.
Unless the ball for a 50-yarder.
Yeah. I don't know that was really the difference.
What was the difference? It looked like, off the snap, the ball snap, that they were quicker off the ball than you guys.
They practice and get paid, too. That's a good football team. Last time they were here, they beat the defending world champ Seattle. They went out to San Francisco and beat them. I mean, this is the NFL, so it's they played better than we did. I think the -2, as I mentioned before, was a reason you can write. I think our ineffectiveness on third down, I think you can write. So I thought those were more factors than where we kicked or didn't kick.
On that big sack late, where the guy just kind of went right through the middle there, every lineman seemed to be with a player, though. Was that more of a scheme thing than a Broncos thing?
I've not seen the tape. Obviously, it wasn't executed like we wanted because they did. You're talking about the fourth down sack there at the end. Yeah. That they created pressure. I mean, give them some credit. They're a good defensive football team, and they outplayed us tonight.
Well, up front, you had some concerns about up front. You had Incognito win this last week. I mean, it seemed like that came into play up front. You were having trouble protecting.
You can go to, a lot of games. Whenever you get one-dimensional, they're teeing off on you. It's not a fun day at the office if you're playing up front. So, I'd give them a little more credit than other concerns.
Late in the first half, less than 2 minutes, St. Louis has the ball deep on its own end. I'm asking why you didn't use timeouts.
Well, I mean, we contemplated, we could have motivated either side. We get it to start the third quarter. There was enough time. I've been on both sides of that, so it worked out fine for what we were trying to get accomplished.
So getting the ball in the third quarter was part of the thought process?
Yeah, it usually is. I mean, like I said, I've been on both sides of those. You get too cute, and the other team goes down and scores.
How important was their running game and their ability to get field position on you guys all day?
I think a lot of it, you can credit not taking anything away from their offense. I think a lot of it was their defense, keeping our offense off the field. They go hand in hand, no doubt. They were able to possess the ball enough and put up 22. I mean, when we score 7, we're not going to win a bunch of games.
Obviously, like you say, the other team gets paid too, and they're professionals.
Right.
But given your struggles as a team over the last part, a couple of losses you've taken in recent weeks, what's your level of concern with this team?
It's a loss, how we react to it will be important. And I think we've got character in that room that I think will respond fine. I can't predict the future, but I still like our chances as a football team. And this is obviously a setback.
Thank you.